7. I really don't know what volume it is. Could be 7, could be 17. Ladies, I wonder if you all are aware of something that's going on. You know how there was this Will Smith, remember Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, there was a scene, right, where this chick had a weave, and he didn't know it. She started taking her weave off. He's like, oh! You know, and then she started taking her contacts out. He's like, because he was shocked, you know. And then she started popping her nails off. He's like, oh! Who are you? You know, and they was trapped in this closet. Heidi. I just found out inadvertently, right? I was at the store, and I happened to go into the washroom of the store. And when I came out, there was an individual, I'm not going to name his race or nothing like that, but I overheard him in a conversation. And the conversation was pretty intense, you know? And so, I had to restart my chat room. And so he was talking about getting an over-the-counter oil that extends the man's penis. So I asked him, like, you know, I didn't mean to be rude or what have you, but do you all know? That's like cheating, right? Like, it's, you know, if a man, there's this oil, men are buying in droves. I heard it's faster than Viagra, selling faster than Viagra. And I just wanted to know if the ladies knew. You know, this oil supposedly lengthens the man's penis and all the other stuff, but there are some deadly side effects. From what my understanding is, there is a fibra oil. So I got to restart my chat room and everything. But, so there's this oil. Oh, you know, I play this song because, ladies, is that fair? Is that fair to us that you can have a man who is not really well endowed, and it's just an illusion? I mean, how does that work? You know, and it's an angry topic, but it's also sad, you know. The men are really going to this length to be lengthy. And I mean, do you consider that, and I don't have my chat room open, I can't look at my switchboard, I had to restart everything. Do you consider that fair to the woman? Like, how does that work? You know, and if it has deadly side effects, are you being put at risk if he's inserting himself in you like that? You know, that's the topic for them. Remember I did a show called Woe Man, Thou Art Loose, What Has Viagra Done to You? I'm hearing that this is deeper than Viagra. And black men are flocking to it. What happened to a black man that he got to use all these alternatives? I mean, is it possible that I'm trying to word this right. I know it's not an urban legend about the black man and his endowment, you know, to my knowledge. But what is he doing to himself that he's willing to go to these extremes? I mean, there's oil. There's oil. I mean, from popping a pill to rubbing oil. And it has, from my understanding, detrimental side effects. So it's like, are you willing to go that far to bust a nut? I mean, really? It's really deep. In my opinion. I feel like it and my computer went out. You know, I had to rush back to get uploaded because I was across town and taking care of some things. And, you know, I really wanted to do this show, you know. I didn't want to cancel it, but it wasn't really the song I wanted to play. But it gets the job done, you know. That's all I'm just saying. A woman, she gets into that mood, you know. She's waiting for her stallion, and I want to know, you know. Are men sharing these erectile dysfunctional situations with their partner? Or, you know, do they feel they don't have to? I don't think that's fair, you know. It's just like some men have problems with women who wear eyelashes, makeup, weaves, nails, contacts, you know. And I think some women, I know I would have a problem with a person that was stunning. I don't think that's cool, you know. I don't understand what is happening to the black man that he has to do all these things to his body. Like, I mean, is he shrinking or what is going on? Is it because of alcohol and cigarettes and different things of that nature? And I'm serious, you know, I really want to know. Because, you know, I think that being intimate is a very big part of a relationship. And if you're not satisfying that portion of that relationship, I, in my opinion, think that is a problem. You know, a serious problem. I think is being deceitful, you know. So I'm trying to get my chat room open and log back in because I want to have a conversation, if you will. I'll be doing a sporadic phone call. I don't know who I want to sporadically call, though, about this situation, because I don't know if other men know about it, if other men are doing it. I don't want to, offend anyone asking them about that, but I'm curious, I want to know what's going on. I think that's kind of bogus, But it does show size does matter. I always say, people say it's not about the size and the motion in the ocean. Well, if you are so little, who's going to know you're in the ocean? This is crazy. I'm not trying to make light of the situation. But I really wanted to have this meeting. I think this is, a cause to be concerned. It's like, women put makeup on their faces, and some women look completely different without makeup. So it's like he's putting makeup down there, but it's just oil. That's not right. In my opinion, maybe there are women who to deal with that, but wow, pretty heavy to me. Fibra oil. I don't know what to say about it, other than I just had a cause for concern and this chat room is not opening up. And I wanted to talk about it, dang, I can't get in my chat room. I'm going to keep trying to upload this. Get in my switchboard. Because I do want to have an adult conversation as it relates to this matter. A woman can easily be turned on. Well, I'm going to speak for myself. But a woman can also be easily turned off. I don't think that's cute. I don't think that's cute at all. And it makes you wonder, like when you see people all bucked up with this oil on them, what's going on with these oils that they're putting on them? I almost want to say, ladies, take a peek in his medicine cabinet. What's up in the cabinet? what's on the side of the bed? This is really mind-boggling to me. Because, I'm just trying to imagine. I can't even imagine. I just can't even fathom the thought. And from my understanding, men of all ages, are flocking to this oil. Statistically speaking, I'm told, that the side effects range to a number of things: skin discoloration, long-term burning. Something else it does to your system if it gets in your blood. I think that's pretty deep. So, ladies, is it fair? Is it right? And how do we strike? we go on strike, but I don't even think I want to compromise something like that, you have to really think about it. What does it do? Is a person limp and then it gets them strong? Or how can rubbing oil, know. Actually, I tried to Google a demonstration. There's no demonstrations for it. I had to wonder how that worked. You know, what's going on? I'm trying to get back in. I mean, what's going on out here? Why are men doing this to themselves, specifically black men? Why is there a larger amount of black men doing this as opposed to other men of other ethnicities? Is that to say men of other ethnicities are not having that problem? They're using something different. You know, my mind is really inquiring, and I do want to know. You know, I want to know what's going on with this fry brow oil. Is it an alternative to Viagra? Is it in addition to Viagra? Because I know you all heard about the Viagra myth. You know, things of that nature. I'm puzzled. You know, I really am puzzled that our men are doing this to themselves. And I'm hearing that the risks outweigh the rewards. I'm also told that it doesn't even last long. This stuff lasts on you for maybe 45 minutes. So can you imagine, ladies, I mean, like, he shrinks down? I mean, what's up with that? Cool. Oh, deep. But, you know, hey, that's basically what I wanted to talk about today. And I really wanted to call somebody, but then I don't want to be rude, you know. You know, in the past, I would do them on-air surprises and things of that nature. But I don't think I will. But I think that's sexual deception. Viagra is sexual deception. You know? And this fiber oil to compensate someone's shortcomings, it's not cool. It's not cool at all. When I first heard about it, I was shocked. Because the man was so open about it as he discussed it. Like it's a trend, a phenomenon, you know? So maybe other people have heard it. Maybe I'm in the dark about this. I don't know. You know, but it's definitely something that I want to know about. I can't get in my switchboard. And ladies, I think that we really need to be aware of what is going on around you, because if a man can put this oil on him and it's, it could be detrimental to him, remember where he's inserting himself at. So, you know, it's always good to be protected. But at the same time, you know, some men can't even wash it off of them, from what I'm told. You know, some men cannot even wash the oil off. Based on the side effects of it, if you wash the oil off at a certain time. I mean, it's new to me, you know, hearing about this, and I wanted to have the meeting in the ladies' room. So they say this oil is about premature ejaculation and voluntary discharge and impotence and depressed libidos and, you know, disorders of ejaculation. And they also have pills for this, too. But I heard it can mess with the intestines of a man. just don't want to see nobody go out like that. I heard it can mess with your muscles around your testosterone area. And it can make the penis stiff for a prolonged period. Now, this stuff is deep. I always say, ladies, use the old technique that seems to work. Examine the shoe. You know? I wish I could get in my switchboard. I do want to talk about this, you know. I just want to know if women are aware of what's going on. Because, you know, I am told the oil cannot enter the vaginal area in the state that it is in. So does that mean they have to dry on the man? I mean, this is some deep stuff. Does not have the same effect on the vaginal area as it has on the man's penis. It's wee wee. You know? I have 5 minutes left in the show. And with that being said, you know, this little 30-minute thing is a bummer. But I really don't want to stay on the topic. I can't get in my chat room, you know, because I think this is a discussion that's needed for the women. You know, ladies, we must discuss things like this. Because I think, you know, being intimate is a very big part of your relationship, unless you just don't care. You just, you know, doing whoever for whatever reason, you know. But if you know, I just don't see how a relationship can work when you're not completely satisfied. You must be completely satisfied in the area. It is no shortcomings. I don't even see how people say they, I don't know, fake orgasms and all that stuff, you know. That's a cause for concern with me. Does that happen when you get older or, you know, or I don't know. I'm just glad I don't have to share my failures in that area because I'm not subjected to that, you know. But, you know, this far about oil, you know, I think we should research it. Lady, you should have a candid discussion with your man. Just ask him, you know, about it. If you know, not even suspect him of anything, but, you know, we have to talk about what's going on. Just like that vaginal condom for women, you know, the side effects of that and different things of that nature. We have to really be cognizant of what's going on and, you know, the myths of Viagra. We had a show about that. Now all of a sudden here comes this fibra oil. You know, it's just like the Emperor's New Clothes. Remember that story? And everybody told him, wow, you look good. And he really didn't have anything on, but everybody played the role. Everyone played stuck on stupid to impress him, you know, instead of telling him he had nothing on, instead of keeping it real, you know. And so that's the thing about it, keeping it real. So what's really going on with this oil? And, you know, obviously Viagra is not doing the trick for some people. Why are they using it? How did men come to this point? And, you know, it's deep because really men are not supposed to be that way because women's clocks tick. Men, their clocks don't. They'll always be able to reproduce. So why are they dysfunctional in certain areas? You know, so the show is called Sexual Deception, Meetings in the Ladies Room. PDR report volume 7, I think, you know, so I just wanted to do that. I can't even get in my switchboard. know. But it's a topic necessary for discussion. And, lady, you should be discussing that. I think it's a very serious topic, you know, one necessary for discussion. And we just talking about sex, you know, and the extreme some people go to have it. That ain't cool. Not at all. Not at all. Until next time, ladies and gents.
This one dedicated to you, and you, and you, and you, from the whole of the Jewish family.